Hello, this is
Hello.
Ebony. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. This is Ebony giving a call back from customer support. How may I help you today?
Hey, I had two charges appear on my credit card, and I don't recognize this vendor name.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May you provide me with your zip code so I can get you pulled up here?
Yeah, 35640.
Okay. And what's that first and last name?
Carol McTamney.
Could you spell that first and last name for me?
Carol, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Last name McTamney, McTamney.
McTamney. And EY. Okay,
M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, EY.
Okay, thank you.
The vendor is showing excellent power fuel, but I have no idea what that is.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let's see if this is you. And may you please verify that shipping address for me?
400 Woodfield Street, Southwest, Hartsville, Alabama, 35640.
Okay, thank you so much for that verification. And your account is loaded here for me, so bear with me 1 second.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and you said there were two charges. Well, I see one for 574 and one for 6732.
Correct.
Okay, bear with me 1 moment. So it says here that on the 15th of November, the 574 charge was for a Wi-Fi booster deluxe cover.
Okay, I got that. Okay, that just arrived. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So, and that 6732 originates from that 574. So what they did was when you paid for that shipping and handling, they also enrolled you into a monthly membership that they have.
I declined all of that.
Okay.
I declined everything on there. The 574 I agreed to, but everything else I declined.
Okay, let's see.
And the Wi-Fi booster just arrived in the mail Saturday, I guess it was. I didn't even know it was here. But there's absolutely no way I want anything to do with this company. If I need to send this booster back, I'll send it back. But absolutely nothing else should come from this company.
Yes, ma'am, which I can get this account canceled for you so they'll no longer try to bill you in the future.
Yes, and then I need to also make sure that that gets credited back, please.
And let's see what I can do about that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, this came up as though it was related to Lowe's.com, and after I went and did it, then I thought, oh, man, I think I just got scammed into something.
Yes, ma'am. So it says here that the highest refund I am able to give is 50% on that.
Oh, you got to be kidding. Oh, what a scam. Oh, my gosh. What a scam. I knew it after I did it. I thought, oh my gosh, I think that was not from Lowe's.com because it made it look like it was from Lowe's.
Yes, ma'am.
For a program that I'm in.
Yes, ma'am. So yeah. What it is kind of like it's basically like a sweepstakes. So that's what it kind of is. I don't know if they explain it, like, because I'm not,
not. It's something that pops in on your phone. It makes it look like it's coming from Lowe's and you're getting $100, you're getting a free prize from Lowe's and I'm in a membership program with Lowe's, so that's why I assumed it was legit. And
yes,
then,
ma'am.
Of course, you after you get done with it and you think about it and they see all these other questions and you're like, oh boy, this is just a scam. So, and you can't get back out of it.
Yes, ma'am. So that's usually what that's how those things are. And with us just being a third party, you know, we don't work directly for any of the companies that we do receive calls for. But, you know, we just assist with the account. So what I am able to do is I can get you, you know, that half off, that 50%, and then I can cancel out this account for you so they'll no longer try to bill you in the future.
Yeah, and I guess I'm going to need to change a credit card. You think I need to cancel my credit card?
Well, once I cancel it out, they'll no longer bill your account, so it won't be anything else taken out of it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize about that.
Yep, and I knew it right after I was actually surprised the thing showed up in the mail. I thought that whole thing was a gimmick and a scam too. So at least that part came. But I was like, okay, so they scammed you because now they want you to pay the shipping. Okay, so they got $5 out of me for that. Now this other thing, and I declined every one of those offers, everything that they said.
And that just don't make sense because the protocols that they, they give us protocols and how they make it seem. It's just like, you know, and they express it in the terms and in conditions, but, you know, usually those don't go, people don't really read the terms and conditions. So,
or it's buried so far in there you don't see it. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, let's get it met. Let's get it canceled. And at least I had a legitimate phone number on here. I was actually surprised because when I went to look up Excellent Power Fuel, whatever they're called, they don't exist. Now, you know, I went and did that this morning when I saw the charges hit, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, let's see if we can't get the 30, whatever you're going to get back, $33 or something.
Mm-hmm. It'll be $33.66, and I did get that and process it out, take 3 to 4 business days. And also,
all right, and then that should close an account down that would have been established, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I just got that account blacklisted for you, so that's canceled. And do you need me to provide you with that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, and are you ready for it now?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it would be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262-699-545.
Okay, so let me get that. C as in Charlie, 262-699-545.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So if I should see if I see some issues or something, I can call you guys back at this number and reference this cancellation number for reference?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If I see anything wonky going on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you guys are legitimate anyway. At least the phone number was good. I don't know who the billing company is. But boy, I was like, oh man, I just got,
Yes,
I hate
ma'am.
That
I'm
stuff.
Sorry about that. I do too.
Well, it's just happening more and more and more now. And you almost are afraid to talk to anybody on the phone anymore because it's always stuff or your email. Same thing. They somehow get you.
Yes.
But anyway, well, listen, thank you very much. You have a great day. I appreciate the phone call back and your help.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.